So I caught up with the boys a few days ago when they were in the middle of a very long day of press.
KMFM.
Is there a difference between UK press and press when you're in, like, in the US?
I think you guys are more astute about what we're doing. In the US,
true,
they're like, not that they like don't know, but they literally like, it's like they go on your Wikipedia as they're talking to you. You know what I mean? And they're like, so
are you reading something?
Yeah. Like, so we had this guy who used to troll our Wikipedia back in the day, and he used to change things in it, and but like only one thing. And like one famous thing he changed was that we were influenced by Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
Wow.
So we'd go, like, be it like radio interviews, like big stations, they'd be like, and so tell me about Chad Kroeger and his, you know, why he's your mentor. And you're like, what? And they're like, is that not true? And you're like, definitely not true. Are you reading our Wikipedia right now? And they're like, maybe.
Let me just shut my Wikipedia tab right
now. No, you're good. But like, they're literally like, they're, you know, that's funny. Anyway, yeah. That's my thoughts.
Yeah, and Chad's been a big influence on us.
Who isn't influenced by Chad Kroeger? Let's be honest. Like, it's just, I suppose you don't even need it on a Wikipedia page, because it just, it goes without saying, doesn't it? Right, let's talk about the music. The new single, Roses, it's doing so well at the moment. It's taken from the Bouquet EP, which is available to download in the UK on iTunes now. When you were kind of putting the finishing touches to the track, did you know that it was going to do so well?
You know what I just noticed is another thing that the one that was different about doing press over here is, you know what the word bouquet is?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
So it's bouquet.
Yeah,
for real? Like, you don't know what that word is? but yeah, I mean, we're super, you know, we're just super excited about this being the track that people are getting to know us again for. The track came together in one session and it was felt really natural. And it's kind of the first song, I think, that really, it's instilled a lot of confidence in us. And we're just, you know, we're just pumped that everyone's enjoying it as much as they are.
Have you started getting roses at gigs yet? Because I suppose as time goes on, that must be something that's going to become like happening a fair bit.
Yeah, there's been roses all around. We've been giving them out. We've been receiving some. Yeah. It's been great.
We actually have these roses headbands that...
The next song is called iPhone, so I'm hoping that...
Yeah. iPhone success.
£50 bill is the one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But we made these headbands because like roses out of roses, and I guess we made them somewhere really cheap, and they were like leaving people's foreheads stained red. So you'd be like, the first picture would be like, awesome, got these roses headbands, so sick. And then like 2 days later, I'd be like, can't get the stain off my forehead.
Oh no. So you haven't been sued yet for like a permanent red stain from a roses headband?
No.
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, you're just denying all possibility. Yeah. Someone else these headbands for us.
Exactly. We'll delete this from the conversation just in case that does come up.
KMFM.
We'll get back to my chat of the Chainsmokers, but obviously we had to play this, didn't we? I remember when this song first came out and it was everywhere, like every single club you'd go to, every single bar, this track was playing in the background. Not sure how I feel about it now, but their new single, so, so good. From the Chainsmokers, it's called Selfie.
Let me take a selfie.
And let's hit play on part two when it came in a couple of days ago to chat.
KMFM.
We have to talk about your track Selfie, which kind of helped project you into everyone's sort of radio and to everyone's sort of music collection.
Yeah, I mean, we've really tried to, that song was kind of an anomaly, you know, in music and for in just our music. You know, it's not really like any of our other records. So we've kind of tried to distance ourselves because in a lot of places it's been received as a novelty record, which it is. But, you know, it's really dope to be back with Roses, which is a really very real track, you know.
Yeah, and we don't even play it in our set anymore. Yeah. It's actually just, we've kind of just moved on from it totally, except in Asia. They really still vibe with that song there.
Yeah,
it's
like
so cool there.
Yeah.
Because I suppose since releasing that track, Selfie sticks have risen in popularity as well.
Yeah, so we really messed up on that.
Yeah, we need to cut, yeah, cut that.
Have there been any Selfie stick-related injuries in your gigs in Asia?
I don't know. They're pretty rowdy, these shows. But yeah, I mean, it's fun. We were doing a bunch of, like, you know, we were saying earlier, a lot of people... you know, the last thing you heard from us is from Selfie, and especially in Europe where we don't like tour as extensively as the US. And it's just, you know, nice to be back with something new. And, you know, we don't blame anyone for, you know, having the reservations about what, you know, type of artist we are. But I think that, you know, if you dig deeper or you if you start just paying attention now moving forward, you know, I think we're gonna, you know, really surprise everyone.
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking, because I did play it on the show yesterday and I'd only heard it the day before, just for before the show, and I was expecting something completely different, but I was pleasantly surprised. But then
I
had to double check
jokes and gags planned, and then you're just like,
I know, I'm like, what do I do now? Like, I don't know what to do for the show. All the prep was out the window.
Yeah, yeah, that was actually just a pretty good song. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to do here now. Yeah. Let's cancel the phone in, the listeners. We'll just repeat it and make up the time for that. Yeah. Justin Bieber, I was looking up on the internet. This might be completely wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was from a reputable news source, not Wikipedia. Self-confessed chain smokers fan. He crashed a gig of yours at the end of last year.
That was actually Bill Gates, not Justin Bieber.
Everyone always gets that wrong. It's the looks.
that was really amazing. Just a little backstory. We used to work with a guy named Roy Kramer, who's a good friend of ours, and did a lot of video work with us. And since then, he's now moved on to be Justin's video guy. And, you know, that relationship brought everyone kind of closer together. And I guess when they were hanging out, he played the song Roses. And Justin really, you know, enjoyed the song and came to our show in LA when we played there kind of unexpectedly and hung out with us. And it was awesome. He's a really, really dope dude. And, you know, I don't think anyone in music is killing it harder than him right now. So to kind of be, you know, it all attached to that in some capacity is awesome. And just from the artist's perspective, I mean, we've never really had anyone co-sign us at his level. And the fact that he, you know, went on record like he did and was like, this is a song is awesome, is just, you know, it's really big for people like us.
I read a stat the other day that apparently 21% of people who like Justin Bieber's music don't admit to liking Justin Bieber's music.
How do you find that statistic?
There's a similar statistic about Selfie.
Wikipedia. Well, so that's where I get all of my statistics from. Yeah. It's my own page. I just add them in and then I cite like them on the show. So it's fine.
Wikipedia scroll again.
Exactly. It all goes back to it. Have you got Justin Bieber on your phone contact list then?
No, we both were too scared to ask for his number. We're more of a long term, we're more of a long game type of act.
Okay. You know? Are you scared you'll like drunk text him one night?
No, he's the man.
Cheers, boys, for speaking to me today.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks so much.
And is there any chance finally you can introduce your track here on KMFM, please?
What's up, guys? I'm Drew.
And I'm Alex.
And we are the Chainsmokers, and this is our song Roses on KMFM. Take it slow, but it's not too